The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This past Thursday was September 11th, and it's hard to believe that it has been 24 years since our nation suffered that horrible day, that great act of evil, that act of terror that shocked us all. And as hard as that day was, and for those of us who are old enough, we all remember where we were, do we not? When we found out. And as awful as that day was, something happened in our country that day. We got united. Nobody cared if you were a Democrat or a Republican. Our job that day was to love each other. And we did. And maybe you remember who you were with and tried to bring comfort to and reminded them that God's power is far greater than any act of evil. And it was a horrible day, but I remember the goodness of God's people was triumphant. Now let's fast forward to 2025. And our nation's been through a lot in just this past month, have we not? And I make the mistake, even though I say I don't, but I went online. And when I heard about the Catholic school shooting, I was disgusted by people's reaction. Some people saying, "Where are those prayers helping?" And some people say they deserved it. But I have to say, this past week put me over the edge when I found out that we had Charlie Kirk died. And I went online. And yes, I saw a lot of good. I saw many Democrats and Republicans saying, "This is wrong." But you know what broke my heart was to see the young people making TikToks and Instagrams celebrating this. And as I was looking into their eyes, I thought, where is God in your life? Have we gotten that far away from the gospel of Jesus that we now dehumanize people so much? That we vilify people so much, that we've gotten away from the culture of life so much, that this is what we've turned into. I was in tears at my rectory. I just said, how much lower can we go as a society? And then I woke up, and God said, he's always going to win, is he not, Jesus Christ? The goodness of Christ will always triumph. So I want you to listen to me right now. Jesus loves everyone. Not just those who vote like you, just not those who speak the same language as you. Our gospel made it very clear that Christ came into the world for everyone. And what we're doing as a culture is dehumanizing people. That person, they're illegal. They don't matter. That baby in the womb, that's not a life. Those are just cells. That's not a true human. The elderly, oh, no big deal. Their voice doesn't matter. And the list could go on and on. And when we dehumanize people, We forget that they are beloved by God. So how appropriate it is this weekend, when our nation has gone through so much lately, that we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. As I have to say, as a priest, I know that Christ is going to prevail, because he always will. But I question sometimes whether our greatest identity is in Jesus or a Catholic faith or another thing. And Christ today is telling us, lift high the cross. Jesus Christ alone will make things better. And if we stay focused on him, like Mary showed us when she was at the foot of the cross, we will change our culture overnight. It will stop dehumanizing each other, but rather saying, I don't agree with that person, but I know they're beloved by God because they were created in his image and likeness. So what do we celebrate today on this beautiful day where we realize that the cross was not a sign of defeat, but a sign of victory? I've been a priest for 17 years, and Sunday's my favorite day because I get to see all of you. I mean that. And I love shaking hands after Mass. I love being your pastor. And oftentimes you'll say, Father, can you pray for me? Can you pray for my family? They're in football season. You asked me to pray for your football teams too, whatever. But you know what nobody's ever asked me to pray for? Nobody has ever asked me to pray that you get more suffering in your life. Nobody's ever asked me to pray, Father, please tell Jesus to send me more crosses. Because let's be honest, none of us like to suffer, do we? None of us want the pain. And in fact, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, take this cup away from me. And suffering doesn't make sense. But we're reminded that it's through the cross of Jesus alone that we could be victorious. That we need to stay focused on Jesus on the cross and cancel out all this noise. I think it was the governor of Utah. I may not be sure, but I think he was the one that said, social media is a cancer on our society. And I agree. As I was looking at those young people's videos as they were celebrating death, I thought, they're being bombarded with junk. And it's so easy to. So what are we celebrating today? That it's through the cross of Jesus that we get to go to heaven. And as Jesus was dying on the cross, he preached forgiveness. The repentant thief, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. And we are called to forgive as Jesus forgives us time and time again. But sometimes we're so full of hate and rage that we become a cross for other people because we choose not to forgive. Instead of being an instrument of God's love, we're a barrier. We receive today new life in Christ. What does that mean? That means that we get rid of that which does not matter. He alone should be our identity. So if you identify more with your political party than your Catholic faith, it's time to fix that, my friends. And if you watch more cable news instead of praying the rosary, it's time to fix that. Our greatest honor and joy is being a disciple of Jesus Christ. He alone will lead us to holiness. He alone will allow us to change hearts. And we need to do better. Jesus brings such great healing through the cross as well. Because he sees our brokenness. He sees our pain. He sees our suffering. He sees our imperfections. And he says, you know what? I'm going to fix this for you. Evil thinks it is going to win. Jesus is saying, not so fast. I came into the world for you because I love you. And all these things, these imperfections, Jesus is going to make whole one day in heaven. And finally, and probably most importantly, we have to be reminded that Jesus defeated death. And we live in a culture of death right now that does not value human life. Human life is precious from conception to a natural death. And that is not negotiable, my friends. That is the gospel of Jesus. And if we promote a culture of life and we value life, just like Jesus Christ taught us, we will be with him in heaven one day. So dying is something that we should never fear. Are you aware that all of us are going to die? It's kind of crazy to think about, right? But when we die, waiting for us, God willing, will be Jesus. And God willing, he'll say, welcome home, my good and faithful servant. I see the good in you. I hope you know that. But we need to do better. We need to follow Jesus. We need to stop inventing our own religion to accommodate our own beliefs. And we need to open our hearts and minds to be humble, to follow the true gospel of Jesus, so that we can convert the world through our love and compassion. All human life is a gift from God, not just those who look like you or vote like you. And if we can't pause as a nation to say we need to do better, then I don't know what else to tell you. Because I know that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And he is not a God of the dead, but he is a God of the living. Amen?
Amen.
So who have you dehumanized? Who have you no longer been able to see as a beloved child of God? Who is it that maybe you have hate in your heart towards? And I want you to really to pray right now that God may touch your heart, so that you can no longer dehumanize, but see the precious gift of life in all people.